The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of News Talk 600 and 100.3 WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Van Wee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Welcome to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3 The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Now here are your hosts of the Van Wee Financial Hour, Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
It is Saturday morning. It's chilly and cloudy out there, not in here. It is 10 o'clock, and that means only one thing. This is the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And I want everybody to know today, first off, as always, lines are open from the moment we come on air to the moment we go off. But today, we have a different phone number. We found out that our usual talk line is not working today, so we have a new number. It is 296-2590. 296-2590. It will get you right through, which reminds me to remind you that not all financial radio programs are created equally. There is a vast difference between ours and some others. There are several vast differences, but the one big one is we are here live, as we always are. On some of them, you get them pre-recorded, recorded somewhere else, run at a different time or whatever, and the only thing you get to hear is what they want to talk about. We will do that up until when you call, and then we'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. So give us a call at 296-2590, and you can talk about any topic that interests you, whether it's financial or not. And please remember, there are no dumb questions. In fact, the simpler the question, the better we look. So if you want to do something nice for us for Christmas, just call in and ask easy questions. All right. Wow. I always try to sum up what just happened in the week in the market with one word before Adam takes over and describes it more thoroughly. And I came up with it just walking into the building. I figured it out.
Okay. I used an acronym, actually, but go ahead with yours.
Mine is Dramamine.
Mine was TGIF.
Equally good. I love it. Well, tell us about it.
Well, there was a whole lot to talk about this week. So after a really volatile week with mostly downward pressure on the market, Friday came and brought us right back to a level slightly higher than where we were at the beginning of the week. The Dow and the NASDAQ both ended up the week 0.3%, and the S&P ended the week up 0.1%. However, the path they took to get there was not nearly as smooth as that would imply. I looked at the highest and lowest points of the week for all three indexes, and I found that for the week, their ranges were 9 to 30 times larger than what the gains were. For instance, the Dow swung 476 points this week, but closed up 49.1 points. The S&P swung 62 points, but closed within 1.6 points of where it started. The point is, the way to lose money on volatility is to sell when everything is down, as we all know. Because if you panicked on Thursday, you missed out on Friday, and you really would have hurt yourself pretty badly. The reasons behind the volatility this week were numerous, but the central theme was once again the central banks. This time, it was both ours and the European Central Bank. On Wednesday, European Central Bank President Mario Draghi announced more quantitative easing for Europe, as was expected, but the measures were not nearly enough to make investors happy, and stocks dropped immediately. Then our own Janet Yellen signaled a fairly clearly that December rate hike was a done deal, which again caused the market to panic a little. However, when the Friday jobs report came in better than expected, investors started buying everything in sight that wasn't energy related. Once again, the same news that earlier in the week caused investors to sell caused investors to buy. The rate hike really is a double-edged sword. On one hand, rising interest rates make people seek out alternative investments to stocks. On the other hand, it also means that our economy is finally getting stronger, and maybe we can see some companies start to grow their top-line revenue again.
I still don't like the shift to increasing numbers of part-time people, though.
Yeah, it's tough to measure the employment right now because we've had this discussion a lot, but it seems like right now if you want a job, you can have a job. Now, is that job going to be your ideal job or what you're fully qualified for? Possibly not. So,
although college graduates are doing fine.
Yeah, and the interesting data that I saw this week was that the lower end of the workforce is actually improving at a much higher rate than any other part of the workforce in terms of wages.
That's where you're seeing the wage growth.
Yeah, exactly.
Down so in the low ones.
That's a good thing because if wage pressure starts there, it will actually trickle up, in my opinion.
And it reeks of shortage of labor that can even get to work on time.
Exactly.
A couple of things. The energy sector is worth a little chit-chat. There was an OPEC meeting where I thought that they were going to announce a production curtailment for next year that was going to stabilize and then allow the price to grow. But Iran intervened, and they said basically, no, I don't think we want to do that. So when they don't do it, Saudi Arabia doesn't do it. Now, for all of those of you, which is almost all of you, who drive and buy gasoline, that seems like a really good thing, but it's really not a good thing.
Yeah, we saw oil drop back down to its recent support level around $40 a barrel. And if next week that goes below, it could get a lot uglier.
I think it will now based on what they did. And what bothers me is not paying less for gasoline. I'm just like the rest of you. You want to spend as little as possible. What bothers me is that the reason that they're doing it is to punish the American energy industry. Now, we spent the last few years capitalizing, I guess, on what Bush put in place. If you remember all the way back into the early years of the Bush administration, they developed an actual energy policy which hadn't really been done before. Well, that started this massive influx of people with offshore rigs and in places at like North Dakota, the Bakkens, and so on. And it kept growing and growing, and these are jobs that pay well. And people were moving from everywhere. I mean, you could get a starting job at McDonald's for $15 an hour in Montana.
Housing in those towns got to be such a problem that people were importing trailers and charging $10,000 a month rent for them. It was crazy.
And ain't that America?
Yeah, exactly.
You just love it when somebody who is unemployed goes and gets a $65,000 a year starting job. It's a very good thing. The thing that bothers me is that Iran is doing this with the intention of having our energy sector continue to shrink down, and they're doing it, and it is shrinking dramatically. That, if it keeps up very much longer, is going to hurt America big time. That's what I worry about. All right, our trivia question. I haven't really introduced the topic very well, but brought to you by Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm, 636-7888. The SDR means the special drawing rights. It is what the World Bank and the IMF use to implement trade among countries. There's some changes going in it. I want to know how many currencies make up the SDR right now, and I'll tell you right now, it used to be 16. It's less than that now, and I'll describe it all right after the break.
Are you working so hard to make a living you can't take time to make any real money? Is every day the same boring routine going nowhere and money runs out before the month? Well, my name is Ron LeGrand, and for over 30 years now, I've been helping clients take their life back by buying and selling houses with no money, credit, experience, or licenses. If you'll call 800-350-0255 24 hours and leave a message, I'll send you my new book and CD absolutely free so you can see how. I've bought hundreds of houses and trained thousands to do the same. Call 800-350-0255 to get your free starter kit until 500 are given away. You'll learn how to make a full-time income on a part-time basis without risk, largely tax-free, and get 90% of the work done for you for pennies. That's 800-350-0255. Again, 800-350-0255. Call now and take your life back.
It's Matt Wolf here. Hey, I think you're all beautiful. I love you guys, and I'll bet a lot of you out there have acne. I feel your pain. It's embarrassing, and you're thinking, how on earth can I get rid of it, right? One word, Proactiv. I'm telling you, prescription-grade Proactiv heals your acne and even prevents future breakouts. How great is that? There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactiv. Their faces are their money, and it's time to get it because Proactiv has set up a special dedicated 800 number. So get ready to punch that number into your phone. Pull over right now if you have to. Here's the deal. $19.95 gets you Proactiv plus a rotating deep cleansing brush. It's valued at $45, yours free. So is the shipping. For only $19.95, you, my friends, are guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you'll get your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call for a lifetime of beautiful skin and tell them Matt Wolf sent you. Call 1-800-644-5944.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right. 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 888-98-STEEL. Call 888-98-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 888-987-8335.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And we are here, as always, in the studio live, except for we have a different phone number today, just because the old one is out and we will probably be getting it repaired and be back. But take this down, 296-2590, and you can call us live. Callers always move to the front of the line, and there are no dumb questions. It's been shown over and over that only a very, very small fraction of radio show listeners ever call the show. So that means the vast majority of people out there who, believe me, have all the same questions that you do, they're just listening. So whenever somebody calls in and asks a question, you can count on the fact that a whole bunch of people out there are interested in the same thing that you are, have questions about it, or will even benefit from the insight if you bring it up. And almost as if to prove things, we're going to say hello to Ron. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
Hello. Yep, we're going to try.
Hello.
There he is.
We got a really bad line.
You want me to call back?
No, there you are. We got you now.
Okay.
Okay.
We're trying to filter out. Okay, what can we do for you?
Well, my question was, are we on the air or?
You are.
Okay. My question was, when you take a look at what the Europeans are doing versus what Yellen says we're going to do in the U.S., i.e. raise our interest rates, Draghi said over there that he is going to go into the mode of stimulation.
Right. Continue
it. Others have negative interest rates.
Mm-hmm. He lowered theirs, too. The
international basket, okay?
Uh-huh.
And when we raise our interest rates, does that mean that the Europeans and that, to get the same punch for their dollar, don't have to do anything, that the U.S. taxpayer winds up paying for this whole stimulus package in Europe?
Man, that's a tough question. I think to a certain degree we win out of this one. and that money should flow over here because our interest rates are positive. And Draghi just lowered theirs to minus 0.3. Now, that to me would indicate that there'd be an influx of money over here and probably to our market, where that any negative effects of what he did over there might just accrue positively to us.
I don't know. I kind of disagree on this one.
Because, feel free.
Yeah, I think that in terms, if you're looking at stocks, people might actually go into Europe because they are at a point in their business cycle that we were a few years ago where interest rates were still dropping, and look what happened to our stock market. So that makes European equities look fairly attractive right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's take...
It looks like our export picture gets diminished and their export picture grows, so does China's.
Did you notice the big reversal in the dollar yesterday?
Yeah, over 2%.
Yeah, it had been rising very steadily, and it reversed very sharply yesterday and started falling. Now, that's good for some people and bad for other people. So but a 2% change on top of what's happened, which is about 9%, is not really going to make any noticeable difference. I'd say you have to look at the trend line, and the trend line is not clear to me just yet. I'm not sure long run just what this is going to do. But one thing I know for sure is that zero and negative interest rates don't work, which is why it bothers me so much.
Well, and they certainly aren't going to make me run out and buy any type of German bonds that are paying negative rates and things like that. So I agree with you on the fixed income portion, but on the equity side, that's where I think that Europe could look a little bit attractive in the coming months.
As investors, you always think about those things. We're always looking for sectors or asset classes that might thrive. And maybe the European equity market is something you want to look at. But will it have a major effect on what we're doing, raising ours a quarter of a point and dropping theirs a tenth of a point? I don't see it.
Okay, because I've been watching the gas prices, and you were just talking about gas prices.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that should have pumped trillions of dollars into our economy.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Enough to, instead of raising, and instead of having the GDP go up 1%, it might have been worth 50 or 100 points. And it doesn't seem to be doing that effect. So where's that money going?
Right now, I'd like to think it's going into reducing debt in the American households.
Well, interestingly enough, I've seen a couple things about that recently. One is that our savings rate is actually ticking up. So people are actually being somewhat responsible and saving more money than they have been over the last 5 to 10 years. So that's where some of it's going. What they're doing with it in savings is not clear, because they're certainly not making any money on it if they're putting in a savings account or CDs or anything, any of these low yielding assets that are out there right now. So that's, and then the other thing you're seeing is that consumer discretionary is leading the way in terms of gains this year. So hopefully they're out pumping it into the economy in terms of dining out more. And you're seeing that in restaurants and that type of thing are very successful right now. In fact, I saw recently that restaurant sales are higher than grocery store sales for the first time in U.S. history. Yeah.
What does that tell you? There are some other things that people are doing with money, too. And a lot of it is paying for the out-of-pocket and the deductibles on their health cares.
Absolutely.
And this one's bothering me because it hit me personally. I've got the Medicare drug supplement. My increase in the deductible starting January 1 is 400% increase.
Wow.
So it's 5 times bigger than it was this year. I just got told that we're not getting a raise in Social Security, but my Medicare is going up. My supplements are going up. And you can't continue to pick people's pockets and put it into the medical sector, which is not an investment that they make in anything except staying alive, without draining it from somewhere else. So I think some of it's being used up that way that I don't consider a net plus to the economy.
So it looks like the hurrier we go, the behinder we get as a consumer.
Man, I couldn't,
good
couldn't,
way to put it.
Couldn't say it any better. And, you know, I've always argued that over the last 102 years of the Federal Reserve, since we've lost over 95% of the value of the dollar, that the purpose of the Fed, whether they state it or not, is to finance liberal projects all around the world on the backs of the American worker. Just that simple. Remember when you could buy gasoline for a quarter? I do. You can still buy it for a quarter. That quarter better be minted before 1964. Solid silver. That's what's been happening. The rate of inflation, however low or high, eventually just erodes the purchasing power of the American worker. And that's where this thing really bothers me more than anything else. We got to get some sanity up there. In fact, if you stay listening, I've got an editorial for the second half of the show. Stay listening. I think you'll get a kick out of it.
Right. Well, China just announced that they're going to start their own international bank for projects.
Sure.
In developing countries and that.
Yep.
And I think our Secretary of State said that'd be a good idea. You know, I'd like to participate, but they didn't invite him.
Yeah, so, how about that?
It begins to look like China's setting its own World Bank system.
Well, they just got admitted. That our trivia question today, they just got admitted. The yuan's going to enter the SDR in October next year to the rate of about 10%.
Okay, and that means China no longer has to buy U.S.-denominated instruments.
Which lowers the demand for U.S. dollars. What happens to the price of anything when the demand is lowered?
Okay. But it means that we're going to have to raise our interest rates to attract any dollars to finance the bonds in that.
Exactly right.
And so we get caught again.
And what that means to me is just fine for a while. I don't want rates at 8 or 10 or 12%. I've been there, too. You probably remember. I would love rates to be at a more normal 3 or 4%, though. I think it would be good for everybody. What we need in this country is a little round of inflation, a little more interest rate, and then to try to find some balance. And we're not finding it. We're swinging wildly out of balance. So, did you want to take a shot at how many currencies are now in the SDR? It started at 16. It's much less than that now.
And I was going to say it's closer to 8 now, I think.
Actually, less than that, but a good guess.
And it's going to be down to 5?
I'll give you the exact number when somebody guesses it. You can't take
okay.
two shots.
All right.
Well, thank
but
you. I'm, that's a wonderful call.
Okay.
All right. Thank you care. Very much.
Thanks,
day.
Ron.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That kind of question. Marshall, hang on. We're about to take a break, so probably best thing to do is pick you up right after the break. But that kind of phone call, that's global thinking, and that to me is what we all need to be doing more of, because what's happened to us over the past 7 years, should I say?
Mm-hmm.
And it actually started before that, but the last 7 years have been particularly deleterious to the dollar, to our status, to our perception in the world. And a lot of this value of being an American and having American currency and having American countries and so on, a lot of that is perception. Your money is really only as good as people think it is, which is kind of what I'm going to be talking about when I get into. I got a couple of topics. I've tried to get them in at the second half of the hour, and if we don't, I'll do them next week. But one of them, to me, leads directly to the door of the Donald Trump phenomenon and what we're all seeing right now. He hit record highs this morning, and I am not endorsing him by any means. I'm looking at the national mood and how it impacts what people are thinking about this next election. All right, Marshall, we'll get you right after the break. I want to remind everybody that the usual number is down. So today's number is 296-2590. Don't hesitate to give us a call. We kind of kicked it off today with some intellectual stuff. Thank you to the callers. And we'll try to keep it up on the other side of the break. So the SDR, the special drawing rights, is the method whereby the World Bank and IMF facilitate international trade by granting countries a bunch of these things they can swap them. Are they really money? No, and that's one of the topics that I'm doing after the break. They're not exactly money, but they're a way to facilitate trading among countries. The U.S. dollar is the biggest part of it, of course. There are other ones in it. We know there are less than 8 total, but effective October 1, we're adding in the Chinese yuan. They've grown up. They're big boys. They basically demanded it. The IMF, of course, rolled over. And it shows you that they have an increasing presence in world trade while ours decreases. Long run, it's going to involve some changes for all of us. We're going to talk about that from the point of view of investors after the break.
News, traffic, and weather. Updated on the stories that matter. We've got you covered. AM 600 and FM 100.3. WVOB Jacksonville.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Pakistani woman who joined her U.S.-born husband in killing 14 people in a commando-style terrorist attack on co-workers is now at the center of a massive FBI terrorism investigation. She remains shrouded in mystery, the FBI acknowledging knowing little about Tashfeen Malik. Those who attended her mosque, along with her husband, Syed Farooq, say they know nearly nothing about her. The Islamic State Group's official radio station has aired a statement saying the mass shooting in California was carried out by what it calls two supporters of the extremist group. While praising the attack, the group stopped short of claiming responsibility for it. The Al Bayan report said today it was echoing a claim carried on Friday by the ISIS-affiliated Amaq News Agency. A booming session for the markets Friday. The Dow was up almost 400 points. This is SRN News.
With the holiday season upon us, many people are planning a Christmas party. If you're looking for a convenient Christmas party setting with all the amenities, the Salem Center is the perfect site. Whether you're hosting 5 or 500 guests at your celebration, make this year's party the best ever. The Salem Center is centrally located near I-95 and Butler Boulevard, offers optional sound systems, seating and tables, and plenty of parking that can accommodate any sized group and a luxurious atmosphere, all at a bargain price. Whether it's family and friends getting together or your company's annual Christmas celebration. For more information, call Angie at the Salem Center. Her direct line is 861-0440. That's 861-0440. Reserve your date before the calendar is filled this Christmas season. That's 861-0440. That's 861-0440. And Merry Christmas from the Salem Center.
News Talk AM 600 and FM 100.3 WBOB want you to know one in four homeless people in America is a U.S. veteran. Homeless veterans can be found in any community, including right here in Northeast Florida. You can help by making a donation to the National Coalition of Homeless Veterans or call 354-4162. That's 904-354-4162. And thank you from News Talk AM 600 and FM 100.3 WBOB.
WBOB traffic and weather.
There's one crash Southside Boulevard at Old Bay Meadows Road. Watch out for that one. As for the weather, going to be cloudy today, tonight. A little bit of rain this afternoon. 20% chance of those showers. High 66. Breezy tonight and tomorrow. Low 59. High tomorrow 67 with mostly cloudy skies. And Sunday night a little more rain. Lows 56. Currently 61. News Talk AM 600 and FM 100.3 WBOB.
VanWee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Let's get back to the VanWee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam VanWee.
Welcome back to the second half of the VanWee Financial Hour. This is Steve VanWee.
And I'm Adam VanWee.
And we are here in the studio with a reminder that our usual talk line is down and we have a one-day-only phone number, 296-2590. The usual area code, 904, does apply, however, 296-2590. So gather up some questions, give us a call, and we'll talk about what you want to talk about. Meanwhile, Marshall has been very patient. Good morning, Marshall.
It's the boys from the beach.
Yeah,
man. How y'all doing?
Well, we're out of home. We crossed over the ditch and came in here today.
That's very kind of you.
Yes. Magnanimous.
I am in a box that maybe either some of your callers are in or will be getting in. So I thought you might be able to aim some of us as to good sources of information.
Well, you're going to have to think outside the box, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Or in going through this wandering, I feel like I'm going down the carnival alley, and all the barkers are standing on the side trying to get me to come in to see their bearded lady, you know, and it's just, it's very interesting.
No, all right.
I turned 65 in May.
Mm-hmm. I did in June.
So I have to make the Medicare choices by January.
Yep.
Now, I've got a great HSA that our company has, health savings account, and the insurance program, the high deductible that goes with it, is great also. Once I turn 65, while I can't contribute to the HSA, I can still participate in the company program, okay. But I have to make some Medicare choices. So my question to you, in light of all these different people who can't talk with you about it, and all these that are biased because, like AARP, they want you to buy their United Healthcare program, so mm-hmm. they get money. I don't know about anything that's a government hotline on the subject of health insurance that I want to take as totally valid. And ironically, I asked the insurance broker who put together our company's program, because my HR department sent me over there to him, and he said he was really sorry, but he was not licensed to answer any questions on the subject of Medicare as to what they would do. He could only tell me what impact it was on what he had written. Hmm. Of course, he's out of state as well. So when you get faced with this kind of situation, I figured the boys from the beach have like a little black book or a little something else or have thoughts about it.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you one thing for sure. From a financial planner's standpoint, what you're talking about right now is the hardest question that we get. People come into us and they would frequently like to retire earlier than Medicare age. And with the possible exception of COBRA, they have to find some way to handle this stuff. Now, this country just spent $1 trillion and supposedly solved all these problems. But everything I see says it's as bad or worse than it used to be.
In fact, we had a case this week where one of our clients was denied Obamacare because she didn't make enough money. Now, I didn't even know that was possible, but she was standing right there, and it had happened to her. She
could not working right now, so it's not making enough money to afford Obamacare. Huh?
Yeah, and I thought everyone was eligible, but apparently not.
My situation, just being a month younger than you are, my situation was easy. I've been a patient at Mayo Clinic for decades. There is one plan that includes Mayo Clinic. So that's the plan I got, of course. But that doesn't solve it for anyone else. And I really have not come across that one person who seems to know everything. Adam, you got any good contacts in that field?
As far as?
From the health insurance standpoint.
If you call the office on Monday, I do have somebody that I've met through a networking group that I could refer you to.
Thank you.
Actually do consulting just for this, so that would be a good place to start.
Because, you know, this is the kind of topic that you really need someone who this is their bread and butter. This is their day.
Yep.
And the sad thing is the salespeople in the business are so focused on an individual product rather than what's best for the client.
Oh, they make commission.
Well, but I mean, you would hope they would have all the choices of products available to them, so they could recommend here this would best fit for you because they understand it, you know, kind of like y'all do. I mean, you understand the different pieces, so you find the best fit.
That's why you need a consultant. You might remember a couple of weeks ago we had Carrie Bracey on the program. She is that type of expert when it comes to the long-term care field, and the things she knows and does are just so far beyond what I knew about or what Adam knew about. So we send people to her, and the results have been exactly what you're talking about. They found somebody who will listen to them, decide exactly what needs to be done, what's best, what can be done, put them all together, and lay it out. And maybe this fellow that Adam knows, guy or girl.
It's a man.
Okay. Maybe he'll be the answer. And if so, if he does you any good, if you use him and he does you any good, I want to know that so we can shout it out on the show.
That's worth a try.
I'll call the Beach Boy hotline on Monday.
There you go.
I don't have his number with me, but I will get it to you.
No, Marshall, 10 to 12,000. 10 to 12,000 of us turn 65 every single day.
Believe me, in my world, we're hearing it. Absolutely. The boomers are booming.
They are indeed. And we have the similar problems because of the medical situation. You got to find something you can afford, something that you can go and see who you want to go and see. All these things that we were promised a couple of years ago that just get harder and harder instead of better and better.
And you also have to remember that afford is a relative term. A lot of people just look at what they're going to pay per month for the plan. Yep. But in reality, what you need to consider is what the deductible is, because that is the maximum that you could pay in a year, or part of, not even the maximum, it's part of what you could pay in a year potentially if you actually got sick. So you really need to consider that. If you're paying $50 a month but your deductible is $10,000, you could get in some real trouble.
Yeah, those high deductible plans are great if you're healthy.
Yeah. Well, in Marshall's case, he does have
HSA. I will just tell you this. I just really wish that I paid more attention to HSAs before, because ours works out to where I can make the contribution to the HSA that is in the amount that our deductible is.
Right.
Yep.
On our insurance.
And it's deductible to you in the year you pay it.
And it's like, wow, why not?
Yeah.
It's
another IRA.
We love HSAs. Yeah. And unfortunately, they're not widely available yet. They're becoming more so, but they're not everyone has access to one yet.
And Marshall, did you know you've got this HSA now that apparently still has money in it, right?
Correct.
You can continue to pay medical expenses even after 65 out of that account, and it's still not going to be taxable to you.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm definitely hanging on to that booger to him. Cause
no kidding.
Essentially, that pays my public bill going in and getting my prescriptions.
There you go.
Which is great.
And there's, if you take it out, if you convert it over to just a regular IRA and take it out, it's taxed as ordinary income. But when it comes out for qualified medical expenses, even after age 65, it doesn't.
Yes. I feel confident I will use it all up.
I absolutely agree with you. But don't you wish we knew about these things 20 years earlier and we could have been hoarding all that money? Wow.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate the help.
Marshall, you want to take a shot at the trivia? How many currencies will there be in the SDR, the special drawing rights? It's less than 8.
4.
I'm going to give you that because I didn't specify before or after the yuan is let in. Today it's 4. October 1, it's 5. You win.
Nice
Very
job.
Good.
All right.
Publix gift certificate goes to Marshall. I got your address. Don't worry about that one.
Great.
All right.
Thank you, sir. I'll give you a holler on Monday.
We appreciate your call and hope we can help.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
But I'm not exaggerating one little bit when I say that is the toughest thing that Adam and I face day to day in our practice. People trying to live the rest of their life out the way they want to do it and being stymied by something that we're paying through the nose for the lie. Big lie that it was all going to get better. Special number 296-2590 this week only. 296-2590. Love to hear from anybody. After the break, I'm going to be talking a little bit about the Trump phenomenon and money and things like that. Adam's got some stuff and we've just got a whole bunch to do. So don't go anywhere at all. Unless, of course, it's to your telephone to call 296-2590. So hang on for a couple minutes. We don't control these breaks, and we'll get right back to you.
It's Matt Wolf here. Hey, I think you're all beautiful. I love you guys, and I'll bet a lot of you out there have acne. I feel your pain. It's embarrassing, and you're thinking, how on earth can I get rid of it, right? One word.
Proactive. I'm telling you, prescription-grade Proactive heals your acne and even prevents future breakouts. How great is that? There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactive. Their faces are their money, and it's time to get it because Proactive has set up a special dedicated 800 number. So get ready to punch that number into your phone. Pull over right now if you have to. Here's the deal. $19.95 gets you Proactive, plus a rotating deep cleansing brush. It's valued at $45, yours free. So is the shipping. For only $19.95, you, my friends, are guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you'll get your money back. Here's the number. 1-800-644-5944. Call for a lifetime of beautiful skin and tell them Matt Wolf sent you. Call 1-800-644-5944.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now, there is a quick and easy-to-use solution. A natural solution. SnoreStop. SnoreStop was created and tested by a team of physicians and has been helping couples sleep for over 18 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
SnoreStop. Sprays or tablets are now available nationwide at a store near you. Or you can go online at SnoreStop.com. Don't wait. It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you.
Thanks, SnoreStop. Now I'm back in the bedroom.
So don't wait. Try SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Spray or tablets are available today at a store near you or online at SnoreStop.com. That's SnoreStop.com. SnoreStop, keeping you together.
Music, one of life's greatest pleasures, has tremendous power. The power to bring a tear to the eye or to quiet a racing mind. Music also has the power to heal and has been used through the centuries to treat depression, create energy, induce sleep, relieve stress and chronic pain. Now, Michael Turrell has created Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Projects. These frequencies were uncovered in the music of King David and believed to have astounding healing effects. Now, you can benefit from healing music therapy simply by listening daily to this music in the comfort of your own home or office. It's a new year. Give yourself the gift of healing and transformation. Don't miss this opportunity to get an absolutely free sample of this music that you can begin using right away. Just visit 44wholetones.com and get a free sample. Visit 44wholetones.com today for your free sample. That's 44wholetones.com. 44wholetones.com.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And this segment is brought to you by Robinson Landscape and Maintenance, because things grow and other things get rocked over. If you could see him right now, he's rocking in a good part of my yard where nothing seemed to grow. Give Troy a call at 662-9794. And without further ado, we'll say good morning, Bob.
Yeah, good morning. I wanted to ask you about the our national debt situation. A lot of my friends are moving into gold and silver, and one of them told me even that the Chinese are going to introduce the yuan as an international currency settlement this fall. And I noticed not only countries like China and Russia, but even the U.S. banks are buying, you know, hundreds of millions, if not billions, of gold and silver and so forth. I mean, he said to me that, for example, if interest rates went to 5%, that would cost us roughly $1 billion a year in interest, which would be about a third of the government's total national revenue. And he said, obviously, we can't pay that. So the Federal Reserve is limited. They can't move the interest rates much without creating an international crisis on our debt. So what's going to happen with this national debt situation?
You want to answer that?
No, I know this is your favorite topic, so take it away.
He's right. How's that? Nobody can say the timing. Nobody can tell you the magnitude of the impact, but he's absolutely right in his analysis. The debt is getting carried away. Interest rates are being forced down to basically zero. One of the major reasons for that is the interest on the national debt will mushroom and make things even worse. The current administration does not seem to care about that. The next administration will care deeply about that.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, exactly right. So, yes, right now, if you want to look at gold and silver, always remember that you don't do anything in a big, big, big way. Alternatives, commodities, that sort of thing, probably should never get any larger than about 10% of your portfolio. But if you wanted to start nibbling in, I have to say that they are on sale right now.
They have been absolutely beat up over the last 5 years, especially gold and silver, those two in particular.
Tremendous. So am I a buyer? Yes, I'm starting to be a nibbler around the gold and silver market. The yuan's coming into the SDR in October of next year, which is going to decrease the demand for dollars, thereby upping the price of gold relative to everything else. So business we do is in dollars. It's going to make gold more expensive. Yes, I think it's a very good investment. Just don't go crazy.
Wow. Yeah, it's scary. I mean, it's, you know, like my friends, they don't believe that the national, I mean, our government can pay. And what the solution on that? I have no idea what the solution will be.
The global reset.
Well, it depends which party you ask to. One party would answer, well, we'll just tax more.
Mm-hmm.
The other one would say, let's generate more economic activity.
More. Ronald Reagan got it right when he said you can grow your way out of this. And he did. He didn't grow his way all the way out of it, but it worked while it was being practiced. Then you notice that interest rates, and which were high, came down. Then tax rates started to go up because the Democrats got to him in the last couple of tax increases. And then they went up a little more under H.W. Bush and so on and so forth until tax rates were right back at high levels again. And that curtails the economic activity that was causing the growth that was shrinking our deficit annually. And it always works the same way, and they never learn. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So it's going to happen again. Yes. I'd say you should tell your friend that he's a very wise, forward-looking thinker.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. It hurts me to say all this, but it's the truth. You take care.
Right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. First, in November, it happened in the air over Egypt. Later, on the ground in Paris. In December, it happened in San Bernardino, California. In January, it'll happen. Well, you just fill in the blank. Who knows? What did we know before? Quite a lot, I guess. And we're still finding out from all the days and days of leaking bits and bytes of information to us. What did we do when these things happened? We reacted hard and fast. Remember, within hours of the down plane, the bomb planters were routed out in the airport, found to have had unfettered access into the baggage holds. Within a few hours in that, the Paris terrorists were brought in by the authorities, even those across international boundaries. And within even fewer hours, the California attackers were identified and killed on the streets in California. This reminds me way too much of 9/11. When the terrorists were identified in what I would call world record time, it seemed too fast to have started from scratch. So how did we learn so much so fast? Well, that's probably not the main question. A better question might be, why wasn't preventative action taken in advance of all these crimes being perpetrated? It really strains credulity to me to believe that most, if not all, of the attackers were on the radar of authorities, and yet nothing was done until they did their bloody work. The public is always admonished to help identify problems, but we seldom do. Contrary to the popular slogan, see something, say something, what our slogan really should read is, even if you see something, say nothing. Greg Gutfeld on Fox News described it this week a very interesting way, I thought. He called it Islamophobia phobia. That's the fear that if you report the activities of Muslims, you will be branded a Muslim hater, a racist. So we sit around like the three famous monkeys. We see no evil. We speak no evil. We hear no evil. Until the terrorists strike and innocent people die. I now am an official older person, which I define as one who's on Medicare and collecting Social Security. What that means is I've been around, I've seen a lot, and I can tell you what day all this political correctness started. It was the day the Clintons were introduced to the American public, and it got suddenly worse and steadily worse, and now we're all supposed to speak the language of the PC. All right, this is the Van Lee Financial Hour. Why am I even talking about this? Because the economic costs to you are huge, not just today, but for the rest of ever. An already bloated bureaucracy has only one primary task when confronted with enormous threats. That is public safety. The resultant spending increases at the federal level are combined with new burdens at state and local. New taxes are inevitable. With new taxes come less take-home pay. With less take-home pay, we get a reduced lifestyle. It always comes back to us, the taxpayers. Ultimately, there is no other source for the funds. What can and should be done? What can we do as conscientious Americans? Day by day, we should pay attention. You've been around. You know what normal looks like, just like I do. You know what abnormal looks like. Don't stay silent. Don't fear those PC police. It's the regular people in uniforms that can save your life, not some elected politician who scolds you for not being PC. Consider the long-term effect on your investments. What areas show promise in a changing world? Guns and ammo, cybersecurity, aerospace, defense, personal safety, house alarms, training classes, long-term provisioning, just a few of the possibilities for long-term growth. There are many more. Hiding your head in the sand will make you a boring and dull person. Doing the same with your investments will make your money boring and dull. Consider looking into your portfolio, making some changes. We're making money off of bad things, I understand. Too bad. Embrace the society as we know it. You don't have to like the changes. I don't. But be vocal. Think long term. This brings me to the Trump phenomenon. This is in no way an endorsement for Trump, as I've said, or anyone else for that matter. I merely seek to understand why this unlikeliest of all political events is unfolding right before our eyes. Back to the PC police. Who among all the candidates can be seen as non-PC? Some of them are learning slowly, but Trump came out of the gate as a full-fledged non-PC candidate. As I told my wife early in the Trump candidacy, he's the one person out there who's willing to call the baby ugly. You got to tell it like it is, folks. We've seen too much death, too much money, too much everything we detest. And that's what brings you Donald Trump. If you don't like it, try to change it. If you do like it, embrace it. But consider its effect on your wallet. Consider its effect on your portfolio. Personally, I'm starting to find it refreshing. We'll be back here next week. You've got the answer to the trivia question. The special drawing rights are going up to 5. They used to be at 13. That shows you how many countries are really the powerhouses around the world at this point. I'll complain about all the other things next week when we get some time. I've done enough.
I agree.
See you next week.
You're invited to a Christmas party.